This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Donald Trump Monday began a fourth day of treatment for COVID-19 at a military hospital outside Washington, D.C. With the severity of his illness under barely 4 weeks before Americans go to the polls to decide whether to reelect him. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says the president is meeting with doctors treating him to assess his progress. The administration is optimistic he could be discharged from Walter Reed Medical Center later in the day. A drive around outside Sunday night by the president to wave to supporters was condemned by one attending physician at Walter Reed as irresponsible. Mr. Trump's former campaign manager says the president's doctors approved the trip. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany said Monday she tested positive for COVID-19, adding she would begin quarantining and that the White House medical unit does not list any members of the press as close contacts. McEnany added in a statement, quote, "Moreover, I definitively had no knowledge of Hope Hicks's diagnosis prior to holding a White House press briefing Thursday," end quote, referring to President Donald Trump's advisor, whose positive test results were revealed last Thursday, hours before Mr. Trump announced he and his wife also had contracted the deadly coronavirus. Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence is preparing for Wednesday's vice presidential debate against Joe Biden's Democratic running mate, Kamala Harris. During the president's hospitalization, Mr. Trump's loyal number two will be the public face of an administration and campaign just weeks before the election. He and his wife, Beau, both tested negative for COVID-19 Monday. State and county officials in the U.S. state of New Jersey are contacting more than 200 people who were at President Trump's golf club for a campaign fundraiser Thursday and asking them to monitor themselves for possible coronavirus symptoms. This is VOA News. The governor of the nearby U.S. state of New York ordered schools to close starting Tuesday in several coronavirus hotspots around the state. French authorities, the Paris region, maximum virus alert as the number of infections increase rapidly. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Starting on Tuesday, bars will be closed in Paris and its suburbs, while student parties and all other festive and family events in locations open to the public will be banned. City officials consider bars to be major infection hotspots because patrons don't respect social distancing rules as much. Restaurants will only remain open under strict conditions, which include a minimum 3-foot distance between each table, groups limited to 6 people instead of 10 previously, and a request to register customers' names and phone numbers. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Malaysian Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin said Monday he would go into quarantine for 14 days after coming into contact with a minister who had tested positive for COVID-19. The 73-year-old premier said he'd been at a meeting Saturday with the religious affairs minister to discuss the country's rising number of coronavirus infections. That minister tested positive 2 days later, Monday, the prime minister said, adding all his own tests so far had come back negative. Azerbaijan and Armenia accused each other Monday of attacking civilian areas and said the death toll was rising from the deadliest fighting in the South Caucasus for more than 25 years. NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg added his voice to calls for an immediate end to the clashes over Nagorno-Karabakh, a mountain enclave that belongs to Azerbaijan under international law but is populated and governed by ethnic Armenians. Prospects for a ceasefire appeared after fighting intensified at the weekend, with hundreds killed in clashes involving artillery tanks and fighter planes since September 27th. The U.S. Supreme Court returned to work Monday for the first time since liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's death. The 8 remaining justices heard arguments by teleconference due to the coronavirus pandemic in 2 cases. They're opening the new term as Senate Republicans pursued quick confirmation of President Donald Trump's conservative nominee to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
President Trump's nominee for Ruth Bader Ginsburg's seat, Amy Coney Barrett, could be on the bench in time for one of the term's biggest cases, post-election day arguments in the latest Republican bid to strike down the Affordable Care Act. Trump has also said he wants her in place for any election-related cases. Her confirmation would cement a 6-3 conservative majority that might roll back abortion rights, expand gun rights, and shrink the power of government. I'm Julie Walker.
By remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.